Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has announced sanctions against Russian individuals as well as companies. We get more now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
They are targeting 38 Russian individuals and companies and government officials. And these sanctions will mean that the people targeted cannot do business in the U.S. banking system, which basically means they can't do business in U.S. dollars. And the experts that I have been talking to say that is what will likely make them painful and effective to some people who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
A number of U.S. lawmakers and foreign policy experts welcome the measure, saying the sanctions are overdue. Trump administration is saying the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods, and Beijing warned its willingness to fight back. White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow defends the idea of tariffs against China, even though many oppose the concept.
The damage to our economy comes from China's restrictive practices. I mean, my thought on that, blame China. They've been doing this for decades. Don't blame Trump. Trump is doing what everyone in the world has said we should do.
Trump Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. and China are in a routine contact that is a negotiation period, and that's why the tariffs have not yet been imposed while things are worked out with Beijing. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States, the latest initiative of the so-called Trump era of immigration enforcement. This is VOA News. Palestinian medical workers say Israeli forces killed seven Palestinian protesters as thousands of demonstrators gathered along the Israel-Gaza border. Gaza's health ministry said the dead included a 16-year-old and also reported that 408 Palestinians were injured in the violence. We get more now from VOA's Mil Arcega.
20 Palestinians have died since the demonstrations near the heavily guarded Gaza border fence began on March 30th. The latest, a man who died in a Gaza hospital on Friday of gunshot wounds suffered on the first day of protests. Palestinian tent encampments have sprung up a few hundred meters back from the 65-kilometer frontier, but some groups have ventured much closer, rolling tires and throwing stones towards Israeli troops. The demonstrators are pressing for a right of return to what is now Israel for refugees and their descendants from the 1948 war surrounding the country's creation. Refugees comprise most of the 2 million population of Israeli-blockaded Gaza, which is ruled by the Islamist militant movement Hamas. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40. Fighting comes after rebel groups in Ghouta accepted a safe passage to rebel-held areas northeast of Aleppo. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the renewed outbreak of fighting in towns like Douma is of great concern.
We are also expressing our concern for the safety and protection of civilians in Douma following reports of the resumption of hostilities in the area. An estimated 78,000 to 150,000 people remain in besieged eastern Ghouta and continue to face deteriorating humanitarian conditions.
Violence comes after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave in the eastern edge of Damascus. In February, Syria's government and its ally Russia launched an air and ground offensive on eastern Ghouta, killing more than 1,600 civilians. Former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont has been released on bail by a German court and been told he will not be extradited to Spain on charges of rebellion, but Reuters' Jacob Graves reports he could still find himself in front of the Spanish courts.
Puigdemont isn't out of the woods yet. The German court will now decide whether to extradite him for the lesser charge of misuse of public funds. Puigdemont fled the country 5 months ago after Madrid dismissed his regional government. He's since been in self-imposed exile. Recently, Spain's Supreme Court reactivated international arrest warrants for Puigdemont and a number of former Catalan leaders. They're wanted for their role in the region's independence campaign.
That is Reuters' Jacob Graves reporting. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.